6. Lessons from Japan's centenarians. Traditions and proverbs for happiness and longevity. To get to Ogimi, we had to fly nearly 3 hours from Tokyo to Naha, the capital of Okinawa. Several months earlier, we had contacted the town council of a place known as the Village of Longevity to explain the purpose of our trip and our intention to interview the oldest members of the community. After numerous conversations, we finally got the help we were looking for and were able to rent a house just outside the town. 1 year after starting this project, we found ourselves on the doorstep of some of the longest living people in the world. We realized right away that time seemed to have stopped there, as though the entire town were living in an endless here and now. Arriving in Ogimi. After 2 hours on the road from Naha, we're finally able to stop worrying about the traffic. To our left are the sea and an empty stretch of beach. To our right, the mountainous jungle of Okinawa's Yambaru forests. Once Route 58 passes Nago, where Orion Beer, the pride of Okinawa, is made, it skirts the coast until it reaches Ogimi. Every now and then, a few little houses and stores crop up in the narrow stretch of land between the road and the base of the mountain. We pass small clusters of houses scattered here and there as we enter the municipality of Ogimi. But the town doesn't really seem to have a center. Our GPS finally guides us to our destination, the Center for the Support and Promotion of Well-being, housed in an unattractive cinder block building right off the highway. We go in through the back door, where a man named Taira is waiting for us. Beside him is a petite, cheerful woman who introduces herself as Yuki. Two other women immediately get up from desks and show us to a conference room. They serve us each a cup of green tea and a few shikwasa, a small citrus fruit that packs a big nutritional punch, as we will see later on. Taira sits down across from us in his formal suit and opens up a large planner and a three-ring binder. Yuki sits next to him. The binder contains a list of all the town's residents organized by age and club, or moai. Taira points out that these groups of people who help one another are characteristic of Ogimi. The moai are not organized around any concrete objective. They function more like a family. Taira also tells us that volunteer work, rather than money, drives much of what happens in Ogimi. Everyone offers to pitch in, and the local government takes care of assigning tasks. This way, everyone can be useful and feels like a part of the community. Ogimi is the penultimate town before Cape Hedo, the northernmost point of the largest island in the archipelago. From the top of one of Ogimi's mountains, we're able to look down over the whole town. Almost everything is the green of the Yambaru jungle, making us wonder where the nearly 3,200 residents are hiding. We can see a few houses, but they're scattered in little clusters near the sea or in small valleys accessible by side roads. Communal life. We're invited to eat in one of Ogimi's few restaurants, but when we arrive, the only 3 tables are already reserved. Don't worry, we'll go to Churaumi instead. It never fills up, says Yuki, walking back to her car. She's still driving at age 88 and takes great pride in that. Her co-pilot is 99 and has also decided to spend the day with us. We have to drive fast to keep up with them on a highway that is sometimes more dirt than asphalt. Finally reaching the other end of the jungle, we can at last sit down to eat. I don't really go to restaurants, Yuki says as we take our seats. Almost everything I eat comes from my vegetable garden, and I buy my fish from Tanaka, who's been my friend forever. The restaurant is right by the sea and seems like something from the planet Tatooine from Star Wars. The menu boasts in large letters that it serves slow food prepared with organic vegetables grown in the town. But really, Yuki continues, food is the least important thing. She's extroverted and rather pretty. She likes to talk about her role as the director of several associations run by the local government. Food won't help you live longer, she says, bringing to her lips a bite of the diminutive confection that followed our meal. The secret is smiling and having a good time. There are no bars and only a few restaurants in Ogimi, but those who live there enjoy a rich social life that revolves around community centers. The town is divided into 17 neighborhoods, and each one has a president and several people in charge of things like culture, festivals, social activities, and longevity. Residents pay close attention to this last category. We're invited to the community center of one of the 17 neighborhoods. It is an old building right next to one of the mountains of the Yanbaru jungle, home to Bunagaya, the town's iconic sprites. The Bunagaya spirits of the Yanbaru jungle. Bunagaya are magical creatures that inhabit the Yanbaru jungle near Ogimi and its surrounding towns. They manifest as children with long red hair and like to hide in the jungle's gajumaru, banyan trees, and go fishing on the beach. Many of Okinawa's stories and fables are about Bunagaya sprites. They are mischievous, playful, and unpredictable. Locals say that the Bunagaya love the mountains, rivers, sea, trees, earth, wind, and animals, and that if you want to befriend them, you have to show respect for nature. A birthday party. When we arrive at the neighborhood's community center, we're greeted by a group of about 20 people who proudly proclaim, "The youngest among us is 83. We conduct our interviews at a large table while drinking green tea. When we finish, we're brought to an event space where we celebrate the birthdays of three members of the group. One woman is turning 99, another 94, and one young man has just reached 89. We sing a few songs popular in the village and finish up with happy birthday in English. The woman turning 99 blows out the candles and thanks everyone for coming to her party. We eat homemade shikuwasa cake and end up dancing and celebrating as though it were the birthday of a 20-something. It's the first party, but not the last, that we'll attend during our week in the village. We'll also do karaoke with a group of seniors who sing better than we do and attend a traditional festival with local bands, dancers, and food stands at the foot of a mountain. Celebrate each day together. Celebrations seem to be an essential part of life in Ogimi. We're invited to watch a game of gateball, one of the most popular sports among Okinawa's older residents. It involves hitting a ball with a mallet-like stick. It is a low-impact sport that can be played anywhere and is a good excuse to move around and have fun as a group. The residents hold local competitions and there is no age limit for participants. We participate in the weekly game and lose to a woman who recently turned 104. Everyone cheers, and the defeated look on our faces elicits laughter. In addition to playing and celebrating as a community, spirituality is also essential to the happiness of the village's residents. The gods of Okinawa. The main religion in Okinawa is known as Ryukyu Shinto. Ryukyu is the original name of the Okinawa archipelago, and Shinto means the path of the gods. Ryukyu Shinto combines elements of Chinese Taoism, Confucianism, Buddhism, and Shintoism with shamanistic and animistic elements. According to this ancient faith, the world is populated by an infinite number of spirits divided into several types: spirits of the home, of the forest, of the trees, and of the mountains. It is important to appease these spirits through rituals and festivals and by consecrating sacred grounds. Okinawa is full of sacred jungles and forests where many of the two main kinds of temples are found, the Utaki and the Uganju. We visited an Uganju, or small open-air temple adorned with incense and coins, next to a waterfall in Ogimi. The Utaki is a collection of stones where people go to pray and where supposedly spirits gather. In Okinawa's religious practice, women are considered spiritually superior to men, whereas the opposite is true of traditional Shintoism in the rest of Japan. Yuta are women chosen as mediums by their communities to make contact with the spirit realm through traditional rites. Ancestor worship is another important feature of spiritual practice in Okinawa and in Japan in general. The home of each generation's firstborn usually contains a butsudan, or small altar, used to pray for and make offerings to the family's ancestors. Mabui. Every person has an essence, or mabui. This mabui is our spirit and the source of our life force. It is immortal and makes us who we are. Sometimes the mabui of someone who has died is trapped in the body of a living person. This situation requires a separation ritual to free the mabui of the deceased. It often happens when a person dies suddenly, especially at a young age, and his or her mabui does not want to move onto the realm of the dead. A mabui can also be passed from person to person by physical contact. A grandmother who leaves her granddaughter a ring transfers a part of her mabui to her. Photographs can also be a medium for passing mabui among people. The older, the stronger. Looking back, our days in Ogimi were intense but relaxed, sort of like the lifestyle of the locals, who always seemed to be busy with important tasks, but who, upon closer inspection, did everything with a sense of calm. They were always pursuing their ikigai, but they were never in a rush. Not only did they seem to be happily busy, but we also noticed that they followed the other principles for happiness that Washington Burnap stated 200 years ago. The grand essentials to happiness in this life are something to do, something to love, and something to hope for. On our last day, we went to buy gifts at a small market at the edge of town. The only things sold there are local vegetables, green tea, and shikwasa juice, along with bottles of water from a spring hidden in the Yambara forest bearing labels that read longevity water. We bought ourselves some of this longevity water and drank it in the parking lot, looking out over the sea and hoping that the little bottles that promised a magic elixir would bring us health and long life and would help us find our own ikigai. Then we took a photo with a statue of a bunagaya and walked up to it one last time to read the inscription. A declaration from the town where people live longest. At 80, I am still a child. When I come to see you at 90, send me away to wait until I'm 100. The older, the stronger. Let us not depend too much on our children as we age. If you seek long life and health, you are welcome in our village, where you will be blessed by nature, and together we will discover the secret to longevity. April 23, 1993, Ogimi Federation of Senior Citizen Clubs. The interviews. Over the course of a week, we conducted a total of 100 interviews, asking the eldest members of the community about their life philosophy, their ikigai, and the secrets to longevity. We filmed these conversations with two cameras for use in a little documentary and chose a few especially meaningful and inspiring statements to include in this section of the audiobook. 1. Don't worry. The secret to a long life is not to worry, and to keep your heart young, don't let it grow old. Open your heart to people with a nice smile on your face. If you smile and open your heart, your grandchildren and everyone else will want to see you. The best way to avoid anxiety is to go out in the street and say hello to people. I do it every day. I go out there and say, hello, and see you later. Then I go home and care for my vegetable garden. In the afternoon, I spend time with friends. Here, everyone gets along. We try not to cause problems. Spending time together and having fun is the only thing that matters. 2. Cultivate good habits. I feel joy every morning waking up at 6 and opening the curtains to look out at my garden, where I grow my own vegetables. I go right outside to check on my tomatoes, my mandarin oranges. I love the sight of them. It relaxes me. After an hour in the garden, I go back inside and make breakfast. I plant my own vegetables and cook them myself. That's my ikigai. The key to staying sharp in old age is your fingers. From your fingers to your brain and back again. If you keep your fingers busy, you'll live to see 100. I get up at 4 every day. I set my alarm for that time, have a cup of coffee, and do a little exercise lifting my arms. That gives me energy for the rest of the day. I eat a bit of everything. I think that's the secret. I like variety in what I eat. I think it tastes better. Working. If you don't work, your body breaks down. When I wake up, I go to the butsudan and light incense. You have to keep your ancestors in mind. It's the first thing I do every morning. I wake up every day at the same time, early, and spend the morning in my vegetable garden. I go dancing with my friends once a week. I do exercise every day, and every morning I go for a little walk. I never forget to do my taiso exercises when I get up. Eating vegetables, it helps you live longer. To live a long time, you need to do 3 things. Exercise to stay healthy, eat well, and spend time with people. 3. Nurture your friendships every day. Getting together with my friends is my most important ikigai. We all get together here and talk. It's very important. I always know I'll see them all here tomorrow, and that's one of my favorite things in life. My main hobby is getting together with friends and neighbors. Talking each day with the people you love, that's the secret to a long life. I say hello and see you later to the children on their way to school and wave at everyone who goes by me in their car. Drive safely, I say. Between 7:20 and 8:15 a.m., I'm outside on my feet the whole time saying hello to people. Once everyone's gone, I go back inside. Chatting and drinking tea with my neighbors, that's the best thing in life. And singing together. I wake up at 5 every morning, leave the house and walk to the sea. Then I go to a friend's house and we have tea together. That's the secret to long life, getting together with people and going from place to place. 4. Live an unhurried life. My secret to a long life is always saying to myself, slow down and relax. You live much longer if you're not in a hurry. I make things with wicker. That's my ikigai. The first thing I do when I wake up is pray. Then I do my exercises and eat breakfast. At 7, I calmly start working on my wicker. When I get tired at 5, I go visit my friends. Doing many different things every day, always staying busy, but doing one thing at a time without getting overwhelmed. The secret to long life is to going to bed early and waking up early and going for a walk. Living peacefully, enjoying the little things. Getting along with your friends. Spring, summer, fall, winter. Enjoying each season. Happily. 5. Be optimistic. Every day I say to myself, today will be full of health and energy. Live it to the fullest. I'm 98, but consider myself young. I still have so much to do. Laugh. Laughter is the most important thing. I laugh wherever I go. I'm going to live to be 100. Of course I am. It's a huge motivation for me. Dancing and singing with your grandchildren is the best thing in life. I feel fortunate to have been born here. I give thanks for it every day. The most important thing in Ogimi in life is to keep smiling. I do volunteer work to give back to the village a bit of what it has given to me. For example, I use my car to help friends get to the hospital. There's no secret to it. The trick is just to live. Keys to the Ogimi lifestyle. 100% of the people we interviewed keep a vegetable garden, and most of them also have fields of tea, mangoes, shikuasa, and so on. All belong to some form of neighborhood association where they feel cared for as though by family. They celebrate all the time, even little things. Music, song, and dance are essential parts of daily life. They have an important purpose in life, or several. They have an ikigai, but they don't take it too seriously. They are relaxed and enjoy all that they do. They are very proud of their traditions and local culture. They are passionate about everything they do, however insignificant it might seem. Locals have a strong sense of yuimaru, recognizing the connection between people. They help each other with everything from work in the field, harvesting sugarcane or planting rice, to building houses and municipal projects. Our friend Miyagi, who ate dinner with us on our last night in town, told us that he was building a new home with the help of all his friends and that we could stay there the next time we were in Ogimi. They are always busy, but they occupy themselves with tasks that allow them to relax. We didn't see a single old grandpa sitting on a bench doing nothing. They're always coming and going to sing karaoke, visit the neighbors, or play a game of gate ball. 7. The Ikigai Diet. What the world's longest living people eat and drink. According to the World Health Organization, Japan has the highest life expectancy in the world, 85 years for men and 87.3 years for women. Moreover, it has the highest ratio of centenarians in the world, more than 520 for every million people as of September 2016. See PDF. The PDF graphic, which compares life expectancy in Japan, its province Okinawa, Sweden, and the United States, shows that while life expectancy in Japan is high overall, Okinawa exceeds the national average. Okinawa is one of the areas in Japan that were most affected by World War II. As a result, not only of conflicts on the battlefield, but also of hunger and a lack of resources once the war ended, the average life expectancy was not very high during the 1940s and the 1950s. As Okinawans recovered from the destruction, however, they came to be some of the country's longest living citizens. What secrets to long life do the Japanese hold? What is it about Okinawa that makes it the best of the best in terms of life expectancy? Experts point out that, for one thing, Okinawa is the only province in Japan without trains. Its residents have to walk or cycle when not driving. It is also the only province that has managed to follow the Japanese government's recommendation of eating less than 10 grams of salt per day. Okinawa's Miracle Diet. The mortality rate from cardiovascular disease in Okinawa is the lowest in Japan, and diet almost certainly has a lot to do with this. It is no coincidence that the Okinawa diet is so often discussed around the world at panels on nutrition. The most concrete and widely cited data on diet in Okinawa comes from studies by Makoto Suzuki, a cardiologist at the University of the Ryukyus, who has published more than 700 scientific articles on nutrition and aging in Okinawa since 1970. Bradley J. Wilcox and D. Craig Wilcox joined Makoto Suzuki's research team and published a book considered the Bible on the subject, The Okinawa Program. They reached the following conclusions. Locals eat a wide variety of foods, especially vegetables. Variety seems to be the key. A study of Okinawa centenarians show that they ate 206 different foods, including spices, on a regular basis. They ate an average of 18 different foods each day, a striking contrast to the nutritional poverty of our fast food culture. They eat at least 5 servings of fruit and vegetables every day. At least 7 types of fruit and vegetables are consumed by Okinawans on a daily basis. The easiest way to check if there's enough variety on your table is to make sure you're eating the rainbow. A table featuring red peppers, carrots, spinach, cauliflower, and eggplant, for example, offers great color and variety. Vegetables, potatoes, legumes, and soy products such as tofu are the staples of an Okinawan's diet. More than 30% of their daily calories come from vegetables. Grains are the foundation of their diet. Japanese people eat white rice every day, sometimes adding noodles. Rice is the primary food in Okinawa as well. They rarely eat sugar, and if they do, it's cane sugar. We drove through several sugarcane fields every morning on our way to Ogimi and even drank a glass of cane juice at Nakijin Castle. Beside the stall selling the juice was a sign describing the anti-carcinogenic benefits of sugarcane. In addition to these basic dietary principles, Okinawans eat fish an average of 3 times per week. Unlike in other parts of Japan, the most frequently consumed meat is pork, though locals eat it only once or twice per week. Along these lines, Makoto Suzuki's studies indicate the following. Okinawans consume, in general, one-third as much sugar as the rest of Japan's population, which means that sweets and chocolates are much less a part of their diet. They also eat practically half as much salt as the rest of Japan, 7 grams per day compared to an average of 12. They consume fewer calories, an average of 1,785 per day compared to 2,068 in the rest of Japan. In fact, low caloric intake is common amongst the 5 blue zones. Hara Hachibu. This brings us back to the 80% rule we mentioned in the first chapter, a concept known in Japanese as Hara Hachibu. It's easy to do. When you notice you're almost full but could have a little more, just stop eating. One easy way to start applying the concept of Hara Hachibu is to skip dessert, or to reduce portion size. The idea is to still be a little bit hungry when you finish. This is why portion size tends to be much smaller in Japan than in the West. Food isn't served as appetizers, main courses, and dessert. Instead, it's much more common to see everything presented at once on small plates, one with rice, another with vegetables, a bowl of miso soup, and something to snack on. Serving food on many small plates makes it easier to avoid eating too much and facilitates the varied diet discussed at the beginning of this chapter. Hara Hachibu is an ancient practice. The 12th century book on Zen Buddhism, Zazen Yojinki, recommends eating two-thirds as much as you might want to. Eating less than one might want is common among all Buddhist temples in the East. Perhaps Buddhism recognized the benefits of limiting caloric intake more than 9 centuries ago. So, eat less to live longer? Few would challenge this idea. Without taking to the extreme of malnutrition, of course, eating fewer calories than our body asks for seems to increase longevity. The key to staying healthy while consuming fewer calories is eating foods with a high nutritional value, especially superfoods, and avoiding those that add to our overall caloric intake but offer little to no nutritional value. The calorie restriction we've been discussing is one of the most effective ways to add years to your life. If the body regularly consumes enough, or too many calories, it gets lethargic and starts to wear down, expending significant energy on digestion alone. Another benefit of calorie restriction is that it reduces levels of IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor 1, in the body. IGF-1 is a protein that plays a significant role in the aging process. It seems that one of the reasons humans and animals age is an excess of this protein in their blood. Whether calorie restriction will extend lifespan in humans is not yet known, but data increasingly indicate that moderate calorie restriction with adequate nutrition has a powerful protective effect against obesity, type 2 diabetes, inflammation, hypertension, and cardiovascular disease, and reduces metabolic risk factors associated with cancer. An alternative to following the 80% rule on a daily basis is to fast for 1 or 2 days a week. The 5-2, or fasting diet, recommends 2 days of fasting, consuming fewer than 500 calories every week, and eating normally on the other 5 days. Among its many benefits, fasting helps cleanse the digestive system and allows it to rest. 15 natural antioxidants found in the Okinawan diet. Antioxidants are molecules that slow the oxidation process in cells, neutralizing the free radicals that cause damage and accelerate aging. The antioxidant power of green tea, for example, is well known and will be discussed later at a greater length. Because they are rich in antioxidants and are eaten nearly every day in the region, these 15 foods are considered keys to Okinawan vitality. Tofu, miso, tuna, carrots, goya, bitter melon, kombu, sea kelp, cabbage, nori, seaweed, onion, soy sprouts, hechima, cucumber-like gourd, soybeans, boiled or raw, sweet potato, peppers, sampincha, jasmine tea. Sampincha, the reigning infusion in Okinawa. Okinawans drink more sampincha, a mix of green tea and jasmine flowers than any other kind of tea. The closest approximation in the West would be the jasmine tea that usually comes from China. A 1988 study conducted by Hiroko Shaw at the Okinawa Institute of Science and Technology indicates that jasmine tea reduces blood cholesterol levels. Sanpincha can be found in many different forms in Okinawa and is even available in vending machines. In addition to all the antioxidant benefits of green tea, it boasts the benefits of jasmine, which include reducing the risk of heart attack, strengthening the immune system, help relieve stress, lowering cholesterol. Okinawans drink an average of 3 cups of sanpincha every day. It might be hard to find exactly the same blend in the West, but we can drink jasmine tea or even a high-quality green tea instead. The secrets of green tea. Green tea has been credited for centuries with significant medicinal properties. Recent studies have confirmed its many benefits and have attested to the importance of this ancient plant in the longevity of those who drink it often. Originally from China, where it had been consumed for millennia, green tea didn't make its way to the rest of the world until just a few centuries ago. Unlike other teas, and as a result of being air-dried without fermentation, it retains its active elements even after being dried and crumbled. It offers meaningful health benefits such as controlling cholesterol, lowering blood sugar levels, improving circulation, protecting against the flu, vitamin C, promoting bone health, fluoride, protection against certain bacterial infections, protection against UV damage, cleansing and diuretic effects. White tea, with its high concentration of polyphenols, may be even more effective against aging. In fact, it is considered to be the natural product with the greatest antioxidant power in the world, to the extent that 1 cup of white tea might pack the same punch as about a dozen glasses of orange juice. In summary, drinking green or white tea every day can help us reduce the free radicals in our bodies, keeping us young longer. The powerful shikuasa. Shikuasa is the citrus fruit par excellence of Okinawa, and Ogimi is its largest producer in all of Japan. The fruit is extremely acidic. It is impossible to drink shikuasa juice without diluting it first with water. Its taste is somewhere between that of a lime and a mandarin orange, to which it bears a family resemblance. Shikuasa also contains high levels of nobilitin, a flavonoid rich in antioxidants. All citrus fruits, grapefruits, oranges, lemons, are high in nobilitin, but Okinawa shikuasa have 40 times as much as oranges. Consuming nobilitin has been proven to protect us from arteriosclerosis, cancer, type 2 diabetes, and obesity in general. Shikuasas also contain vitamins C and B1, beta-carotene, and minerals. They are used in many traditional dishes and to add flavor to food, and are squeezed to make juice. While conducting research at a birthday party of the town's grandparents, we were served shikuasa cake. The antioxidant canon for Westerners. In 2010, the UK's Daily Mirror published a list of foods recommended by experts to combat aging. Among these foods readily available in the West are vegetables such as broccoli and chard for their high concentration of water, minerals and fiber. Oily fish such as salmon, mackerel, tuna and sardines for all the antioxidants in their fat. Fruits such as citrus, strawberries and apricots. They are an excellent source of vitamins and help eliminate toxins from the body. Berries such as blueberries and goji berries. They are rich in phytochemical antioxidants. Dried fruits, which contain vitamins and antioxidants and give you energy. Grains such as oats and wheat, which give you energy and contain minerals. Olive oil for its antioxidant effects that show in your skin. Red wine in moderation for its antioxidant and vasodilatory properties. Foods that should be eliminated are refined sugar and grains, processed baked goods, and prepared foods, along with cow's milk and all its derivatives. Following this diet will help you feel younger and slow the process of premature aging.